Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Affirm yourself. I feel love within me. I feel love all around me. Every day, I am becoming more loving and compassionate. Being kind to others also means being kind to myself. I appreciate my love. I value my life. I accept myself for who I am. I am divine love and radiant light. I vibrate pure love. I vibrate radiant light. My thoughts and desires are in harmony with universal love. I love myself unconditionally. There is nothing that I lack. I am beautiful inside and out. I am attractive. I am abundant. I am rich in love. There is no need to be perfect. Perfection is only an idea, not a reality. I am self-nurturing. I am self-caring. I am self-loving. The better I take care of myself, the more help I can offer to others. My love includes all. My love embraces all. I open my heart and release grief. I open my heart and release resentment. I open my heart and release judgment. I open my heart and release jealousy. I believe in forgiveness. I practice forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive all. I refuse to live my life with a heavy heart. I have love for all. I forgive all. I enjoy time alone. I enjoy time with others. I live a life of balance and freedom. My life is in harmony with all life. I am free from fear. I am free in love. Love is my language. Love is my breath. Love is my life. I love myself. I love my breath. I love my life. I am love eternal. I am love divine. I am love here. I am love now. I am love. Inhale. Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Love is within you. Love is around you. Every day, dedicate yourself to becoming more loving and compassionate. Being kind to others also means being kind to yourself. Appreciate life. Value life. Accept yourself for who you are. You are divine love and radiant light. Vibrate pure love. Vibrate radiant light. Align your thoughts and desires with the harmony of universal love. Love yourself unconditionally. There is nothing that you lack. You are beautiful inside and out. You are attractive. You are abundant. You are rich in love. There is no need to be perfect. Perfection is only an idea, not a reality. Nurture yourself. Care for yourself. Love yourself. The more you take care of yourself, the more help you can offer others. Include all in your love. Embrace all in your love. Open your heart and release grief. Open your heart and release resentment. Open your heart and release judgment. Open your heart and release jealousy. Believe in forgiveness. Practice forgiveness. Refuse to live your life with a heavy heart. Forgive yourself. Forgive all. Enjoy time alone. Enjoy time with others. Live a life of balance and freedom. Free yourself from fear. Free your soul in love. Let love be your language. Love is your breath. Love is your life. Love your breath. Love your life. You are love eternal. You are love divine. You are love here. You are loved now. You are love. Be love here. Be love now. You are love.
sisters of this celestial energy. Brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? All right, let's talk about chemistry and frequency. Let's go into this subject here. Each frequency determines the chemistry of a subject. Okay? Understand, overstand this. Each frequency determines the chemistry of a subject. All right? If you want to change the chemistry of a living organism, then you change the frequency. Now, when these Saxons came to our, these Saxon Orientals came to our realm, they saw all types of things. They saw all types of creatures. They saw all types of machinery. They saw us levitating off the ground and flying and teleporting and, you know, doing all kind of, you know, powerful things that right now we only see in the movie cinema because they're trying to act out because that's all they are, actors. They love to be a good show. But they don't want to see the reality of what is going on. So in order to conquer us, they had to lower our frequency. Alright? And so when they destroyed some of our structures, caused us to fall from a higher power, and changed the mindset of our people. When they changed the mindset of our people, they literally began changing the frequency, okay? The higher the frequency, the more powerful the chemistry, all right? So right now, what are they doing right now? They got 5G. I saw Brother Dane Calloway. If you check out Dane Calloway's last message he did, he was talking about the airlines, and he was asking, he ended it off, and he says, you know, who are they trying to communicate with? You know, that's what he was getting to. Who are they trying to communicate with if they need this 5G? And so you got to understand that they're still trying to communicate with their people in their planet, on, from their original planet or from that hidden galaxy. And they're still trying to communicate, so they have to raise their radio frequencies. All right? And the radio frequencies has nothing to do with the chemistry. They're just raising the radio frequencies so that they can continue to communicate because the frequencies of this realm are rising, and the frequencies are literally changing the chemistry. All right? So this is why they're getting ready. They're talking about going to 6G and 7G and technology, which is highly radioactive. And you're talking about, when you say highly radioactive, you're talking about active radio frequencies. All right? Active radio wavelengths is what we're getting into. So the 5G runs on a radio frequency that produces anywhere from 28 to 54 gigahertz of frequency wavelengths, okay? Let's see if I can get my last search right here. Hold on here. All right, so it's saying right here that it said protesters also cite lack of scientific evidence showing 5G signals, specifically those transmitting in the millimeter wave region of the electromagnetic spectrum are safe. And come on, safe for their people. All right. Today's mobile devices operate at frequencies below 6 gigs, while 5 gig, the 5 gig will use frequencies, which is radio frequencies from 600 megahertz and above, including the millimeter wave bands between 30 gigahertz and 300 gigahertz. All right. Enough concerns have been raised about 5G. There's some sites have been canceled, or the some cities have canceled or delayed the installation of the base stations. All right, what Brother Dane Calloway was talking about today was the fact that the airline was like, we can't operate with the 5G and that's activated. Why? Because, and you'll see it in the video, the one news guy said that the airlines still work on the 1957 technology after World War with the rotating signals. All right, so the airline still works on old technology. Remember, brothers and sisters, their system was not designed to evolve. Their system was not designed to evolve. So when we talk about 5G, brothers and sisters, you got to understand these Saxons, they are radio, their natural radio signals cannot emit extremely powerful frequencies, which means that their body chemistry is extremely low. All right? The higher your frequencies, the more powerful the chemistry is in your body. Because when they came here, our radio frequencies, our natural radio frequencies were 20, 30, 40 Gs. All right? When you talk about 20 gigs, 30 gigs, 40 gigahertz. All right? So when you start talking about frequencies, you're talking about the wavelengths. And you're talking about the reverberating wavelengths. All right? And how the wavelengths, how they repeat, the repeated patterns of wavelengths patterns, okay? So we're going to get into some of this information, okay? Give me 1 second here. So 1 gigahertz is equivalent to 1 billion hertz, okay? 1 gigahertz is equivalent to 1 billion hertz, which is extremely high frequencies for some. All right, you got to remember, what do we say? When they came here, many of our people were already operating on 20, 30, and 40 gigahertz. All right, we as the original beings, we're children of nature, we're children of cosmos, we're literally the cosmos in the flesh. Which means that we can run on an unlimited amount of frequencies. The higher the frequencies, the more powerful the chemistry is in our bodies. Understand this. The higher the frequencies, the more powerful the chemistry is in our bodies. So when your frequencies go at the extreme level, what happens? Well, you begin to tap into certain energies that you wouldn't necessarily tap into. And you got brothers and sisters running around here telling us, well, we need to put this thing on because, you know, we need to protect our bodies from electromagnetic frequencies, and they get these from these Saxons. Too many of our people listen to these fucking Saxons. Too many of our people listen to them. Why would you try to block electromagnetic frequencies when your body already produces extremely high levels of electromagnetic frequencies? Something we think about. So because our frequencies were so much higher, the chemistry of our body was at an extreme level, which means that we were able to pass fire from our bodies without having fire. We were able to create water. We were able to put our hands on the ground and create all types of plants because everything works on frequencies. This is why these factors want to lower the frequencies of our realm. This is why they want to lower the frequencies of our people. They want us to think on their level. Pornography, sports, what else? Religion, politics, stock market, you know, real life TV shows. I mean, all the things they do. Because you have to understand that they work on low frequencies, which means that their chemistry is very, very low. And in order for us to work on the level what you see on the cartoons and the TV shows that they got from us, we must have a much higher frequency. That's why we talked about control your thoughts. The higher your thoughts, the higher your frequencies. The higher your frequency, the more powerful the chemistry that is within you. All right? Very soon, the chemistry of our atmosphere is going to change. See, this is, they spray the stuff in the sky. They They put in 5 gigahertz frequencies into the atmosphere because they're trying to keep the chemistry of the atmosphere low. All right? If they didn't have these frequencies going into the atmosphere, then the atmosphere will be on its own signal. This is why it's important for us to build, because when we build and we're using the orgone, what does orgone do? The orgone literally links into that 20, 30, 40, 50 gigahertz, because the orgone is pulling energy from the core of the planet and from the base of the planet and sending it into the atmosphere all the way up into the cosmos. Because when you look at the cosmos, cosmos is working on some frequency, on some frequency that you can't even number. You can't even number what's going on up in the cosmos, that frequency. So they're trying to mandate the frequency here on this realm. All right? That's why they have the 5G. They're trying to control the frequency of this realm. Even though their planes can't fly under that frequency because their planes are literally low energy. But as the frequency rises, they say, well, we got 6G and 7G technology that we're working on, which means as the frequency rises on the planet, they're still trying to keep the frequency low. It's radioactive for their people, but they're trying to control the chemistry of our realm. Brothers and sisters, understand, the frequency determines the chemical factor. The higher the frequency, the more powerful the chemistry. Let's just say, for instance, when I was in the police academy, and they all, and I didn't realize that my frequencies were that high then, and they all gave us the pepper spray, and they sprayed our faces with the pepper spray or whatever. And there were brothers and sisters and other Saxons that were there, and they were just coughing and mucus everywhere. And I was walking around like, what's wrong with y'all? I had pepper spray all over my face. It did not affect me. And I didn't realize then, you know, until now that I'm talking about it, that my frequencies were so high then that that pepper spray, whatever the frequency and the chemistry was in that pepper spray, didn't affect me. But for other people, when their chemistry is low and their frequencies are low, it affected them. So, no, pepper spray doesn't affect me. And those who were in the academy with me will tell you he was the only one who didn't get affected by the pepper spray. Everybody else except for me. And they called me a freak. They called me strange, whatever else they called me. Of course, you know the things that they call you. But when you're talking about chemicals, you're talking about frequency. Like, for instance, poison ivy. I've touched poison ivy many times. Never broke out. I grabbed it with my bare hands, pulled it, had stuff all over my hands. Friends like, man, you gonna break out? I never broke out. And I didn't realize that, you know, the chemistry, your frequency, you know, each plant has its own chemistry. And if your chemistry is not equal or higher than that plant, which means your frequency is not equal or higher, then you're gonna break out with a dis-ease. Well, your body is not at ease because why? Your frequencies and your chemistry is low. So the frequencies determine, the high frequencies determine the high chemistry. The low frequencies determine the low chemistry. The higher your frequencies, the more powerful the chemistry is. All right, so we have brothers and sisters who are able to levitate off the ground. Because why? The frequencies. And it was because of the structures that we created that brought forth those frequencies. That's why we say, you know, when I told you guys, when I read that document, he actually said, when we came to this land, there were hundreds of thousands of structures, and we knew this was their source of power. So they had to destroy our source of power in order to cause our frequencies to lower, because we had different structures made of metal, we had structures made of wood, we had structures made of crystal, we had structures made of stone, and all they were all sending all different types of frequencies through the atmosphere, giving us the power on this land right here, this land that we walk on, they call America, this land here. They destroyed so much after they caused us to fall. They realized where our power came from. So, brothers and sisters, it would behoove you to increase your frequencies, to increase your frequencies. And when you talk about your frequencies, you're talking about the wavelengths, the reverberating wavelengths. These reverberating wavelengths create the vibrations. Therefore, your chemistry begins to change. The chemistry in your body begins to change, and therefore the chemistry in your body will determine the amount of power that you possess within yourself. So you see all these brothers out here, and you see them on TikTok, and they're doing telekinesis, and they're the brother pushing the box, and that's because his frequencies are high, and he's not allowed anyone to come into his circle and cause his frequencies to go low, because he wants to be able to generate higher frequencies, which means that at some point he's going to be working on cars and making cars move just by his mind alone. Why do you say? We say your mind is the most powerful organ on your body. Your mind uses more energy. Your brain uses more energy than any other organ. Your brain uses more energy than your heart. Your heart's always beating, but it's your brain that mandates the beat of the heart. So the higher your frequencies, the more powerful the chemistry is that is within you. Your frequencies determine your chemistry. Just like we say, these factors, they're trying to control the chemical balance of the atmosphere. That's why they got CERN. That's why they got the 5G. And as the frequencies rise on this realm, they say, okay, the frequency's rising, so we're going to have to implement 6G. And then we're going to implement 7G, because they're trying to keep the frequency, even though the frequency is rising, they're trying to keep the frequency of the atmosphere or the chemistry of the atmosphere at a certain area, because the chemicals that they spray are conducive to the to the 5G and the 6G and the 7G. This is why we talked about. We said they're trying to stop evolution. They're trying to stop this realm from evolving into a different organism. And when the realm evolves, the original beings on the realm evolve as well. So the frequencies are the determining factor of the chemistries of everything. So the more you raise your frequency, the more powerful your chemistry. I said that before. Okay, so this right here is 7,053 hertz that I'm going to be working on real quick. I want you to listen to this right here, okay? That's 7,053. That is 10,000 hertz. That's 10,000 hertz there. That's 8,202 hertz. All right, remember, 5G is 5 billion hertz. All right? These factions know that the frequency of this planet is high, so they use the 5G to put into the atmosphere to control the frequency, which means it controls the chemistry, which means that the 5G taps into our highly radioactive bodies to control our frequencies as well, which means that we have to take control of our frequencies. See, they want us to be on 5 billion hertz, 5 gigahertz, because one gigahertz is 1 billion hertz. So they would want us to be on 5 billion hertz. Yeah, we're gonna allow them. This is why they said, you know, when I was reading one of the documents, you know, they were talking about they will allow us to operate on certain frequencies. They would allow us to operate on certain frequencies, which means that they're mandating the frequency, which means that we have to take over our frequency, brothers and sisters. We are the original beings. We're the cosmos and the flesh. We cannot allow anyone to control our frequencies, which means that we can tune into the 5G and cause the 5G to raise to our frequency, to the frequency that we desire. And that's when they start having problems with the 5G. And you do that through orgone. Orgone helps you to do that. Raising the level of your thoughts, increasing the powers of your vibrations, taking yourself to a whole nother level of energy and power. Use it, please. So you must understand, brothers and sisters. These factors are working with chemistry. All right? Understand the chemical factor. So when you go into, let's say, for instance, you're sitting up, you got brothers sitting up watching football all day long. That's all they do is watch football, watch basketball. And before you know it, they start having health problems because while they're watching football and basketball, they're eating all these burgers and hot dogs and drinking this alcohol that's got these extremely low frequencies in it and not eating anything healthy. So you have the frequency from the TV, the frequency from the low-grade food, the frequency from the alcohol, all infiltrating the body, which means that the only thing that they can think about is football and basketball. That's where their frequency is. And then their bodies start to break down, and they start to decay or die. All right? Then the doctor gives them some medicine to try to keep them at that frequency so that, you know, and then, you know, just need to keep pumping the money, keep the money going, you know, fuel the jet, you know, keep the money going. So this becomes a problem because these factors need us to be on their frequency. That's why they pushing this whole what's called integration things. Because they need us to be on a lower mindset. They need us to think on a lower mindset. They need us to think like them. They need us to become them. That's why you got so many brothers and sisters coming out there talking about, you know, we're not gods, we're humans. And they will accept the human thing because the human has no power. We as original beings, we were naturally born with powers. You see the videos we put out there. We were naturally born with powers and abilities, which means that our frequencies are extremely high. I deal with dark energy. All right? I deal with dark energy and dark powers. That's my ability to deal with dark energy. Can I expand? Of course I can expand. When you deal with dark energy, you deal with all sorts. So the key point is to increase the amount of frequency. When you increase the frequency, you change the chemistry. All right? When your chemistry changes, they can throw mustard gas or whatever else in your atmosphere, and because your frequencies and chemistries are so high, you can breathe that stuff in and get more power from it and fuck their asses up because your frequencies are extremely high. Your frequencies determine the chemistry of your body. All right? And the chemistry of your body determines the amount of abilities and powers that you possess, which means that you have to raise everything up. We're talking science here. Very soon, the chemistry of our galaxy is going to be changing because our galactic sun is changing the chemistry of our galaxy. And we've got some things going on in secret for this realm alone. Very soon, these factions will not be able to plunder the sky with their things because we've moved into a higher level. And things will be changing instantly. Very soon, their planes will not be able to fly. You know, the vessels that we had flying in the days of old were so powerful that what you see the brothers and sisters and those, what they call UFOs, doing, we could do the same thing. Stop in midair, tumble, go up, go down, side, front, back, spin, go straight up, go deep into the ocean. Our machinery could open up gateways. And we can go right through the gateway and go into a whole other galaxy or universe right then because the frequencies were so high. And we're talking about a gateway or a portal. You're talking about the chemistry of this energy. It's almost like a watery gateway. It's almost like a watery portal. And you go through it, and then it closes up. This is chemistry. This is frequency. This is vibrations. And like we said, when you talk about the frequency of a thing, you're talking about the wavelengths, the reverberating wavelengths, how the wavelengths patterns go. You got the whoa, 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 whoa. This is what we're talking about. So the frequency determines the chemical factor, and the chemical factor determines the power and ability. All right? That's why we say, you know, it doesn't matter what they smell, as long as your frequencies are high, that shit can't affect you. All right? Since my frequency has been extremely high, I haven't been getting sick. You can't get sick. Sick is disease. That means when you talk about disease, you're talking about your body is not at ease. That means that something has infiltrated your body. Something has caused you to lower your frequency, and you get sick because your frequency has been lowered. Everything that matters, you know, the things that you watch on TV, the things you listen on the radio, the things you think about, the conversations that you talk about, you know, the food that you eat, the things that you drink. You know, our ancestors were on extremely powerful diets where they ate a lot of nuts. All right? And these Saxons have notes of us eating all types of nuts. And they realized that a lot of those nuts brought us power. Like we said, we did the information on the nuts and how many different metals in the nuts, and these metals contain frequencies. We're going to go into the frequency of those metals very soon. Cadmium and magnesium, we're going to go into the frequencies of those metals so you can see what frequency that you own. Zinc, copper, because each one of them contains a different frequency. And you're adding that frequency to your body. And remember what we said? When you eat this food, all right, we're organic metallic beings. We're organic machines. You eat these nuts and the vegetables, your body breaks it down, and it goes through a process. When you're talking about your small intestines is like a gateway. It's like a pathway. It takes like a whole day, maybe 2 days, for everything to go through. And your small intestines are pulling the frequencies from the food. It's pulling the vibrations from the food. It's pulling the metals from the food. It's pulling the crystals from the food. It's pulling the minerals from the food. It's pulling the vibrations from the food. And everything that you eat should be high vibrational so that it causes your body to vibrate on a whole other level, which means that if your vibrations are high, that means your frequency is high. And if your frequency is high, that means the chemical balance in your body is extremely powerful. Therefore, nothing can touch you. And this, when you got go into that Neo stage and you go into that Lucy stage and Superman and all that stuff, and it's all about you increasing your frequencies, increasing your vibrations, increasing the chemistry of your body to make yourself that Godhead that you were designed to be, brothers and sisters. All right? Hope you understand, overstand. Frequencies determine your chemistry. And your chemistry determines your power. The amount of power you have, well, that determines whether you're able to battle with or without physical weapons. Mm-hmm. Something for you to think about. Passes on to you, brothers and sisters. Hope you understand, overstand everything that's been said. Frequencies determine your chemical factor. All right? Everything around you should be high frequencies. I got argon in my house. I got crystals all in my house. I got all kinds of things in my house all around. I got the field over there. So we change the frequencies in the atmosphere through argon. structures that we build. Let's get through building, brothers and sisters. Let's get through building. It's a serious thing. This is a serious thing. Got war coming up, and we need to be in full power. All right? All power to the multi-chakra celestial and angelic beings. May chaos reign through forever and ever. And remember, chaos brings change. Chaos brings change all the time. All right? Much power to you all.
All right. Royalty. Royalty, royalty, royalty. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another Motivational Classroom. I'm your host, Haruda 7 Oracle. Most know me as Keaton Boyd. And Motivational Classroom is where we learn together, grow together. And, you know, I just like to sit back and just learn. Some of these things I have not studied yet, but most of them, and especially in this season, back to the basics, chakras, right? So that's what I'm going to be kind of illustrating today for you guys is a classroom on chakras, okay? So I started with Brother Wisdom because he talks about current events and about what's going on currently right now. And I think that frequency is very important. Frequency, alignment, pretty much just noting of the awareness of frequencies, okay? You can go back and listen to the archives or radio podcasts that I've done on frequencies, right? So frequencies, vibration, right? Frequencies, vibration, and chakras, okay? So we're going to talk about the chakra part, right? So what are chakras, okay? So chakras, I like to pretty much say that they're energy points, okay? They're energy points in the body. Seven, we like to start off with the base, right? Back to the basics of the seven chakras, right? You have your third eye, which is awareness. You have your crown chakra, which is, and this is from the top of your head, you guys. So from the top down. The most important chakra, I would say, would be all of them, but the root chakra, because us being on a 3D timeline and a lower vibratory chakra, you know, we've learned a lot. A lot of things were grown and based off of the root chakra. All right. So we have the root chakra. I'm going to go from down up, you guys. We got the root chakra, right? That's one of the most important as far as the downward is concerned. And going upward, we got the sacral. This is about sexuality. This is about creativity, right? Solar plexus chakras. This is about wisdom. This is about power, all right? The heart chakra, which is also another important one, which is, I think, the key into entering the 5D realm or the different timeline, is going to be the maya of your heart chakra, all right? Then we got the throat chakra. The throat chakra is in your voice. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever just heard somebody speaking against things or telling the quote truth? Because, you know, truth is relative to, you know what I mean, whatever you choose at the end of the day. But, and then their voice, they'll start to lose their voice or something happen. You know, your voice. You remember the Little Mermaid? You know, they took her voice. Well, I don't know if it was her voice or her soul, but they took something very valuable, you know, in our throat chakras a lot of times. This is why a lot of people sense to silence people that are going against the, quote, system or whatever, because the throat chakra is important, you guys. The third eye is the awareness, right? That's like that first eye that you see. That's the awareness. And the crown chakra, which is also a highly important chakra, and that's the top up. That's like your elevation. That's like your ascension, right? So going back down, the root chakra, and just to let you guys know, I have a book, right? And you know, I'm an advocate of do your own research. So I have a book called Kundalini and the Chakras that I will give to you for free. So if you email the podcast at HansonAwarenessRadio@gmail.com or utilize my link tree in the show notes, which I don't have it in here, but it will be about it in the show. So utilize my link tree. It's going to be in the show notes. Send me an email, and I will send you the book. But the book is called Kundalini and the Chakras. It talks about the Aquarian Age. It breaks down each chakra. It's a complex book, but it's kind of like how everybody has a Bible. This is going to be like your chakra Bible. Amazon, you can definitely get information and books on the chakras as well through Amazon. So the root chakra, how do you know that it's off balance? Because these chakras, these energy spaces have to be in balance, right? So your root chakra, this, how do you know if it's off imbalance, off balance, clumsiness, sleep issues, poor circulation, reproductive problems, issue with metabolism, right? And number two, the solar plexus, indigestion, panic attacks, liver problems, frequent illnesses, high blood pressure. Excuse me, that's the third chakra. The second chakra is the sacral chakra. So sacral chakra is number two. Lower back pain, PMS, guys, infertility / PMS. We think that having PMS is cute. But what if, again, everything that we were taught is in reverse? It's a lie, you know, and I don't want to just say it like that, that it's a lie, but really there is a agenda to keep this world at a certain frequency, and that's one of a 3D lower frequency. Why? Because we have energy beings who have studied, you know, to how to control, and I don't want to make this a black or white thing because I'm not on that, you know, but energy, you guys, energy is a game that has been played and still being played on a level unseen, and there are powers that work in the shadows to, you know, be sure that the energy is at a certain thing. You know, this is why you see all the distractions. This is why you see all this shit going on, because it's all about design. So to be aware, right, enhancing your awareness. All right, so lack of energy, and I'm still on the sacral. Kidney or gallbladder problem. All right, so solar is three, and we talked about that. Indigestion, panic attacks, liver problems, frequent illness, and high blood pressure. Number four, remember, one of the important ones, the heart chakra, and I'm going to play a clip with Bobby Hemmett, and he is going to speak on the heart chakra. But, you know, I love me some Bobby. Bobby was one of the grandmasters who gave it to us raw, you know what I mean? And, yeah, so hold on, let me get this clip ready. All right, so yeah, Bobby, he's gonna be talking about the heart chakra. All right, so the heart chakra is important, guys. Chronic fatigue, upper back pain, heart related issues, anxiety, depression. So anxiety, depression, you guys, is a lot of an imbalanced heart chakra. Go figure. Respiratory alignment. So number five, the throat chakra, throat problems, neck stiffness. Oh, those crooks in the neck. Cold. Well, it could cause from sleep too, but still, that's an energy imbalance. When we start to have these things, we think that it's just illness, or we think that it's sickness, or we just think that it happens because it's like society's norm. You know what I'm saying? But what if most often that, you know, we have energy spaces, you guys, that are off? All right, so cold symptoms, thyroid imbalance, issues with breathing, brow chakra, which is your, some people call it brow chakra, ear and eye issues, balance issues, sleep paralysis, learning disabilities, hormone dysfunction, and number seven, crown chakra, dizziness, vision issues, cognitive issues, memory problems, nervous system imbalance. Now, those are the seven chakras, guys. Many would argue that there are thousands, okay, of different chakras, but back to the basics, understanding the four chakras is going to be very important. I'm going to kind of, you know, get a glimpse on 144 chakras, because many of us have learned and know about the seven, and we kind of want to know more. So toward the end of the podcast, I'm going to introduce in. And remember, guys, this is a motivational classroom, so I'm still learning too. And I like to go back and revisit different classes, such as chakras, okay? So let's go ahead and get into the clips, you guys. I have quite a few of them, a few different illustrations, and then I'm going to end with Avatar, the show, the Avatar. Y'all remember the show, the Avatar? He explains it in 10 minutes, what it is, and I'm going to close out with that. But let's see. Let's go ahead and listen to Bobby, and then we'll come back with Ralph. And, yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying this, and I hope you guys are interested in learning about the chakras and how they affect you, because it's a very, very, very important topic of conversation. All right, guys, as you know, I'll be back.
Roman government, that holds greatest story, greatest story ever told. So the key to me is we got to get out of this sectarianism. In this particular aspect is we are all trained in a certain branch of the ministry, whether it be the Christian aspect, which is something that is not. So what I'm saying here is, you don't want to abandon the baby with the, you know, throw the baby out of the bathroom. Everything is a composite. Greek. Why do you say that? Because we now talk about the Minoan. Do you trust him?
Battery low.
You see what I'm saying? All this comes out of pre-dynastic Egypt. Pre-dynastic Egypt traveled out of Kenan, sets up Tyrania, Eturia, Ethiopian, Minoan.
All right. I'm going to pause at you guys because I do not want to, you know, when you get into Bobby's lectures, you know, you have to, I want to kind of be direct and I want to bring the podcast down to not 3 hours. I'm trying to condense it more of a base. So there's another one, I think, where he simplifies it in 10 minutes. So let's go ahead and about that one.
I'm around people, right? And it's like I feel like I'm all alone because I'm ascending to a high level.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? The path of wisdom is a lonely one.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. Now let me break this down scientifically so you understand. There are people that's awake and there's people asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people on this planet are asleep. So let's break it to the least common denominator. Let's say the black community. It used to they say 5%. No, it's like 0.something now.
That's right.
You see, that's asleep. So you're going to be lonely because the simple fact that people are asleep. Now, how is this? You have a chakra system in your body, and these are 9 wheels of consciousness. Seven wheels of consciousness. There's like 160 chakras, but 7 major chakras, just like there's 7 African powers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what has happened here to give you a scientific element of what's going on so that you can clear this up so you don't have to go and be trying to holler at somebody and they laugh at you and they don't want to hear that shit? Because your family will beat you down and niggas in the street will beat you down. You're going to try to give them a message. Now, have you around here crazy? Now, the chakra system, the lower chakra is your sacral vertebrae. That's your root chakra. And that's where the majority of the people's consciousness is, on the root chakra. So the only thing they can get down with is desires. What feels good, what tastes good, what smells good, what looks good, what sounds good. You see, the basic sense of senses, you see, on that particular level, they are called the automatons, which means automation.
Okay.
They moving, but they're brain dead.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Now, you don't even get into this particular consciousness that you can partake to understand what things is until you're radiating from the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the heart chakra. That's why the Egyptian, the heart scarab was the most important. Even when you die, they throw the brain away. But it was the heart that they preserved. So that's another, that's where your true self is. But you got to radiate from the heart chakra and you elevate on into the pineal gland. But most people's consciousness is in the root chakra, on the 5 senses, the animal level. They can look pretty, they can have a PhD with a degree. They tell you, it's only a degree of information. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a degree of information, it has nothing to do with a person's behavior, whether they're conscious or not. You see, it has nothing to do with what a person wears. It has something to do is where they're incarnated down here on a certain level, and they're radiating above the root chakra. And I guarantee you this right now. Even if some of you all just coming into consciousness, the last couple of weeks of the last year, I'll guarantee you, you always felt special since you was a baby. Now, I've been asking that question in my lessons around the country for 16 years. And I asked everybody, how many of you all always thought that you were special? And the whole room always raised their hand. You didn't know what it was. You see what I'm saying? But you thought it was special. And you always had a thirst for something that you didn't know what it was. And it was this smiley. Let me give you an example. When I was in college, I was standing up one time. I had finished school, and I was standing on the college campus with one of the coaches. We got to be good friends, one of the basketball coaches, Coach Holmes. And he said, well, how do you feel, man? You educated yourself. I said, man, I don't feel shit. I didn't know at the time. I told him, I thought when I came here to this university that when I left, I was going to have knowledge. I didn't know what the knowledge was. All I know is when I went through for 4 years, I didn't have shit. I felt empty. Now, it was a couple of years later that what I was missing, I realized, was knowledge. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I knew something was wrong. You see, and that's what it is. You always thought that there's something was missing, and that's why. That is because you are gravitating but above the root chakra. So it's a waste of time to think you're gonna go to a person that is on a certain level in the root chakra. You see what I'm saying? And try to raise that person up. It ain't gonna happen. Now you say, well, damn, that's kind of messed up. Well, it's simple. It's simple. Let me give you an example. I was raised middle class, and because my mom and grandmama were school teachers, and my granddad was a carpenter. He built mansions on Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, for rich millionaires. My grandmama, and when he died, she wasn't a millionaire, but she was a thousandaire. But because they had, I always had. You understand how that goes? So now, every person that is here right now is conscious. You got about maybe indirectly about 50 people you know on the old earth plane, some smaller, some got no even more. But let's say a good 20 or 30 that you know that's dead. They don't have to have the knowledge. As long as you got it, you have their knowledge for them. Mm. Now, so you are a representative. You know when you sometimes somebody will die out in California and your family ain't got enough money to send all your Negroes out there, they say, send one person as a representative of the family. You ever heard that before? Mm. Well, that's what you're doing right now. You're representing 20 dead people. So don't worry about them because you got it, they have it. And ultimately, when this Kundalini energy on the earth rises, they're going to wake up. And then they're going to go, I'm confused. I don't know what to do. And that's where you're going to be. You're going to be there to help them. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said there'll be an angel on every corner. Guess who those angels are? You in the school right now for that. That's what your thing is. It's a beautiful thing.
Gotta love Bobby Kimmel. Got to love Bobby Kimmel. All right, guys, let's see what Ralph has. And this is how to open the seven chakras, the science of chakra healing.
Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. We are out here in nature, baby. Beautiful day. How to open your seven chakras, the science of the chakras, how to balance the chakras. Let's just, woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. So I got a question that came in. Ralph, how do you open your seven chakras? Okay, first thing in the day, just like that. Okay. I have opened my seven chakras and it has changed my life in a phenomenal way. Do you know how to open your chakras? Have you opened them? You're like, yeah, I have, Ralph. But wait a minute. I didn't open one. Why not? Because we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Open the seven chakras. How do I balance the seven chakras? And what is the science of the chakras? Now, the word chakra comes from a Sanskrit word meaning wheel. You see, in the Indus Valley in ancient times, thousands of years ago, they realized that there were energy centers in the body. Over 88,000. That's a lot. But don't worry about it, because the great sages and wise men and women realized that there were only seven major energy centers that you need to know about. And these energy centers are responsible for allowing the smooth flow of energy to move along your body. And when all seven chakras are opened, you have perfect health. When a chakra is closed or blocked, you become ill. So I use this science to improve my health. Now, scientists are now starting to realize the ancient wisdom from the Indus Valley when they spoke of the chakras. They were actually speaking of the endocrine system. Slow motion this side. And that our chakras are nothing more than our glands. So let's start with the first chakra. This is called the root chakra or the Muladhara. Like how I said that? Thank you. Okay. That's a Sanskrit word which means root support. The first chakra is all about security. And its gland is the adrenal gland. Fight or flight. The cat down the road is chasing you again. Don't worry about it. Okay. Its color is red. Its stone is jasper. 7-day vegan challenge. Its food is tomato, sweet potato. The first chakra is all about survival. And therefore, to open the first chakra, to unlock it, you have to learn how to ground yourself. That's it. Say it like that. Ground yourself. Take off your socks. I've only now, like, I'm only now just seeing your feet. What happened? Put them away. Actually, look. I realize this, that earthing yourself is how to open your root chakra and how to balance it. You see, when we have a lot of dis-ease in the body, we create a ton of positive ions. That creates a lot of inflammation. When you take off those socks, I'm only seeing your feet for the first time right now, okay? Don't scare me. Once you take off your socks and you earth yourself on Mother Nature, Gaia, you are now coming into contact with Earth's negative ions all across its surface. And that actually balances you out. Slow motion this side. So, the reason why it's so fundamental to balance and open the root chakra is because this is our foundation. I realize this, that you can only rise as high as the strength of your foundation. Slow motion this side. Chakras also correspond to instruments, and the instrument for the root chakra is the drum. Okay? That will keep you grounded. Okay? The drum, get a drum. Shall I drum for you? I'll drum for you, okay? Ground yourself. I've realized this, that when we talk of the root chakra, some people have a little root chakra, some people have way too much, okay? We need to balance it out. So, Ecotherapy will balance your root chakra. Are you spending so much time indoors? Well, you will have a lot of root chakra problems. We ground ourselves when we are in nature. Get your butt in nature. Okay. Now, some people do have too much root chakra where they are so grounded, they don't want to go anywhere. They're afraid of leaving their comfort zone. So it's all about a balance, like be indoors for a little bit and then get your butt into nature. Because it's a beautiful day. It's like a beautiful day. And its element is earth. Get it? Got it? Good. What is the second chakra? How do we open it? How do we balance it? This is the Svajisthana. Powerful. Okay? This is the sacral chakra. It's gland, gonads, testes, ovaries. The Svajisthana emanates from the Sanskrit, which means the sweet abode of self, okay? Its color is orange. So the 7-day vegan challenge, the foods you need are anything orange. Apricots, fantastic. Oranges, even better, because its color is orange. So this chakra deals with sensuality. When you have a healthy sensuality, this chakra is balanced. And what's helped me open this chakra, this is where actually the kundalini energy lies, that dormant snake that rises up to see the light of day, right? That is where the kundalini energy lies, that serpent that gently rises up. Okay, you have to have a healthy attitude towards sexuality. You got to love your body. Once you start loving your body, I love myself, then the second chakra, the sacral chakra, begins to open up. Too little or too much of the sacral chakra. Okay, here we go. Too little, it means that you start suppressing how you feel sexually. Now you don't like your body. You don't accept your body. Too much is where sometimes you get so consumed with your sexuality, sex is all you think of, okay? So we need a balance, and that's what we call healthy sensuality. This is where you love your body, you love sex, but in a healthy way, because you realize sexual energy is the energy permeating everything in existence. Slow motion this side. This is the creative life force energy. So therefore, you begin to open it when you begin to tap into that energy of your sexuality. Okay? A lot of artists, very sexual, right? They're very creative too. Okay? So it's a beautiful, beautiful chakra. And its stone, Ralph, is tiger's eye. That will help you heal your second chakra. What is the third chakra? This is the Manipura, the Sanskrit word meaning the city of the shining jewel. How about that? It's also called the solar plexus, right around your navel. Okay, so the root chakra is located at the base of your spine, the sacral chakra just below the navel, and the solar plexus just around your navel. And this actually deals with your identity. It gives you a strong sense of who you are. It's also the seat of the ego. I am this, I am that, okay? But it is all about power. And it is a very powerful energy center. Now, how I open the solar plexus is to really meditate. and massage my navel. Because scientists now know that we have a mini brain in our gut. There are neurons in our gut, okay? So that's why people say, I feel it in my gut, Ralph. I just knew it. Okay, your gut has intuition too, just like your brain, okay? So, gut feelings. That's why a lot of people, if your solar plexus is out of balance, you have a lot of anxiety. So how do you deal with anxiety? You come into nature. That really recharges your solar plexus. Okay, you listen to calming music. That really helps your solar plexus. Okay? Stringed instruments. Okay? The violin calms your nerves. Okay? And its color is yellow. 7-day vegan challenge. So that means eat a lot of bananas. Any excuse. Its stone, citrine. Powerful stone that will heal your solar plexus. Now, it's all about digestion. So, once again, if your solar plexus is out of balance, you're going to have a lot of digestive problems. And how to really move it in balance is to not eat too much, not overindulge in foods, right, that make you sit on the toilet for hours upon hours upon hours. Wait a minute, Ralph, we ain't even had breakfast yet, so that isn't an issue. Good. Okay, so the solar plexus is so powerful that is connected to the pancreas gland, okay, the pancreas and the spleen as well. What is the fourth chakra? Baby, baby, talk to me. The fourth chakra, we are talking about the anahata, okay? The heart chakra, of course. It's gland, the thymus gland. Its color, green. A great stone that can heal. The heart chakra is emerald, also jade. When people get married, you see them in a lush, beautiful green background. Green is a symbol of growth and fertility. Things are now coming into fruition. Slow motion this side. Now, how I open my heart chakra every single day is to be open to love. The first three chakras deal with what? They deal with personal self. It's all about me, my survival. Okay, my creativity, my power. The heart chakra is all about moving into that transcendental meditative state where it's no longer just about you. It's also about the cat down the road. Thank you very much. And other people. You are now open to giving people love. But what they realize in ancient times is that you can't love anybody until you love yourself. Slow motion this side. The greatest relationship you can have is with yourself. And that's how you begin to open the heart chakra. And now you can begin to connect with other people. You can give to them. You can share with them. You can even massage their toes. Okay? And it's green. So what foods are we talking of? Leafy greens. We're talking about kale. We're talking about the spirulina as well, full of protein, complete source of protein. We're talking about the watercress. We're talking about the arugula. Okay? Now all of these leafy greens are full of magnesium. And this is really going to help your heart chakra open even more. We know that the instrument the heart chakra connects to is what? I'm asking you. Stringed instruments. Once again, the violin. I love the violin. It just touches your heart. But also the piano. Okay? Now, what stone? What are we talking of? Emerald. Okay? Ever seen The Wizard of Oz, right? Emerald City. Get some emerald today and open your heart chakra. Now, what closes the heart chakra down is what? What, Ralph? Being guilty. I shouldn't have done that, Ralph. I just shouldn't have done that. Yeah, that will block your heart chakra. We don't want that. So what's helped me along my journey is to forgive myself. Even though I drank all of your almond milk, 7-day vegan challenge, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay? So realize that your heart chakra opens when you learn how to forgive yourself, when you learn how to forgive other people, when you walk around with a very, very light heart. Are you light in heart? In ancient Egypt, they had to weighed your heart against a feather, okay? And if it didn't, weigh up, sorry, you wouldn't be going to the afterlife. Sorry about that. Stay on planet Earth instead, okay? So, be light in heart. Remove guilt. Forgive yourself. And don't be stingy with your love, because that's what really closes and blocks the heart chakra. When you are open just to helping people, contributing to other people's evolution and growth, how about that? The heart chakra now begins to open up. Okay, what is the fifth, the fifth chakra? So the heart chakra is connected to the thymus, right? The thymus gland. The throat chakra is the fifth chakra, and that is connected to the thyroid. It's called the Vishuddha, a Sanskrit word meaning pure. Now, I didn't tell you the Sanskrit word for the fourth chakra, did I? The anatta, right? The anatta, meaning the sound of two things not crossing each other. That's the heart. The throat chakra, the Vishuddha, means pure. And this deals with communication. And its stone is no other than, guess, what stone do I love the most? Probably turquoise. This is amber. I love amber too. But this is turquoise. This is the most powerful stone. If you want to communicate better and talk like Infinite Waters that goes on and on till the break of dawn, right? Get turquoise. This is pure turquoise. This is also turquoise. Let me get off my bling right now. Can you see this? That's turquoise as well. Okay? So turquoise, super powerful stone for really opening your throat chakra. Now, we know that the throat chakra, its element is water, okay? And therefore, communication, if you really want to flow like water, you got to become impeccable with your word. That is one of the four agreements. So have you ever been in a situation where you're like, no, but you're afraid to say no? And you're like, yes, but you're afraid to say yes, okay? Then you got a problem with the throat chakra. When you can really say no when you want to say no and yes when you want to say yes, then you are in that process of opening your throat chakra. Too little or too much. Let's talk about it. If you have a blocked throat chakra, you will have a lot of thyroid problems, because that's the gland it corresponds to. It means that you have lost your voice. You have lost your expression. Okay? So I realized this, that my throat chakra began to open when I was able to be impeccable with my word, when I was able to be honest and pure with how I truly felt emotionally. Okay? So that's how to really open your throat chakra. Now, sometimes you get stuck in the throat chakra too much, where you're just talking all the time and you forget to listen, okay? So I've realized that you got to listen. You got to be a good listener, as I was saying. That the throat chakra 7-day vegan challenge. It's food if you really want to open the throat chakra. It's color. We're talking about blue. Blueberries, full of vitamin C, full of anthocyanins, going to help you prevent cancer. But they just taste great. Let's just keep it simple. Okay? Super powerful. Many times we don't realize that when it comes to communication, if you are lying a lot, lying to other people and lying to yourself, you are blocking the throat chakra. The throat chakra opens when you are very authentic, when you are clear with your words, when you realize the power of words, that words are vibrations. Words are spells. That's why when a child goes to school, they learn how to spell. Slow motion this side. You begin to open your throat chakra when you realize that you can heal yourself through words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. They lied. Get your money back. Look, words can hurt you because they are vibrations. And once you start singing, I'm amazing, I'm so beautiful, right? Singing, using words that empower you, I can do this, I can do that, you are now balancing out the throat chakra. But also, silence is very powerful for opening the throat chakra. What a paradox, right? Being silent, now you are learning how to hear the inner voice. Slow motion this side. Right? And that's what's helped me along my journey. Listen to your inner voice. It knows more than you're talking about. Think about that. Okay? What is the sixth chakra? This is the Ajna chakra, which means in the Sanskrit, to know or to perceive. This is what some people call the third eye chakra. Okay? Located right here, just above the brow. Now, this deals with intuition, imagination, clairvoyance, which is being able to see things before they happen, clairsentience, clear touch, clairaudience, clear hearing. This is super powerful. The third eye chakra is opened when you are able to question your reality. So the first five chakras deal with the first five senses, okay? Taste, touch, smell, hearing, seeing, okay? The sixth chakra is going beyond the senses. Slow motion this side. Okay, and what healing crystal stones can be used to open the third eye chakra, the Ajna chakra? We're talking about blue tourmaline, blue sapphire. That will open your third eye chakra, those stones. What about foods? Okay. Indigo foods. Beetroot. Purple grapes. Blueberries. 7-day vegan challenge. Any excuse. I wake up every single day with a bunch of purple grapes in my mouth. Now, what gland does this third eye chakra correspond to? The pituitary gland, but also the pineal gland, which is the seat of the soul. So a lot of people who are opening their third eye start to realize what they were talking of in the ancient Indus Valley, that the whole world is Maya. It is the illusion. And we are here to really see that, and that's how we actually fall into the truth. Okay? So the third eye, when your third eye is opening, and how to really open the third eye, is don't just believe everything you see on the news. Don't even watch the news. Like, I don't. Do it if you want. Look, Don't believe anything I say. Do your own research. Know for yourself. That's why in ancient Kemet or Egypt, on every temple it said, know thyself. Slow motion this side. You see, we've been lied to from childhood. They told you the world was like this. And as you grew up, you're like, they lied to me. It's totally not like that. Don't worry about it. Okay, so the third eye is where you are starting to question the 3D. You are now moving out of the 3D into the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, sixth dimension, seventh dimension, eighth dimension, ninth dimension, tenth dimension. You're moving up dimensions, baby. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Okay? It is all about intuition. It is about inner knowing. Where you have this beautiful intuition. Do you ever sense what people are going to say before they say it? Can you feel someone's energy? Okay? That's your third eye. Now, what blocks the third eye? When you are stuck in the matrix. When you believe everything they tell you about history. Okay? That's why it's called his story. They just made it up. Right? The third eye is also blocked when you're just watching television 24/7. When you're just drinking a lot of water with fluoride, right? That actually calcifies. It calcifies the pineal gland. You start decalcifying the pineal gland when you are, what? Removing fluoride out of the water. Now, check this out. I've realized that when we talk of the third eye, what really can open it and how to really balance your third eye is to be open to new ideas, okay? Now, you can go overboard, right? That's where you start getting paranoid and think the cat down the road really runs the whole entire planet. No, it doesn't. It's just here for the ride, okay? But the power of the third eye, and that's why if you learn how to open your third eye, you're not even on Earth anymore. Because the third eye element, we're talking about air. You're just like, whoa, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Okay, you're not on the earthly plane anymore. You're in that transcendental state. You're out of space with the stars, baby. Okay? So, it is a super, super powerful chakra. Okay? And what instrument is the third eye connected to? Woodwinds. We're talking about the bansuri, which is the Indian flute. The Indian flute, okay, is fantastic. Wind instruments will help you activate, open your third eye, and also balance it out. Woo! And what is the seventh chakra, this major energy center? We are talking about the Sahasrara, okay? That is the seventh chakra, the crown chakra connected to the pineal gland. Its stones are amethysts, diamonds. Got diamonds? We got a lot of diamonds. Clear quartz, okay? Those are its stones, okay? What is its color? Violet. This is the last major energy center. Now, ancient sages and great mystics realize that if you learn how to open your crown chakra, you now become unified with everything around you. There is no separation. In essence, there is no ego. Slow motion this side. It is the oneness that everything is connected. Okay, so how did I open my Sahasrara, my crown chakra? I started to realize this, that it is connected to the pineal gland, okay, which produces melatonin, which gives us out-of-body experiences, which really connects us to our true spiritual self. It connects us to the spirit realm, okay? And I learned that you really got to be in the clouds, okay? You got to learn how to detach yourself from this material 3D realm. You got to learn how to detach yourself from this material 3D realm. And that means sometimes just going into the mountains, okay? Jumping into the ocean, right? Getting that beautiful salt bath, or even buying pink Himalayan sea salt and having a beautiful salt bath, baby. Okay? And what about 7-Day Vegan Challenge? What foods are associated with the crown chakra? Now, this is where, once again, you're not really in the 3D. You're on another plane, right? Like you just missed your flight. You like that little rap there, right? You're on another plane like you just missed your flight. Think about it. Look, so water, sunlight, ether. That is the element, okay? Ether. Ether is the realm beyond this dimension. Ether. Nas had a song called Ether, okay? Ether, you are no longer this body. You are like in your Makaba, this spiritual spaceship, like traveling through galaxies, and it's like astro traveling, like lucid dreaming, all kinds of amazing stuff. Baby, we ain't even had breakfast yet, okay? So breatharians exist. These are people who just live off air, okay? So when you are, woo, breathing in that good-ass prana, baby, that is the food of the crown chakra. You don't even need to eat anymore. Okay? You're drinking water, though, because it's hot out here, 100 degrees or something, right? And sunlight. Once again, sunlight is activating the pineal gland. We say the children of the sun. Going back to ancient Egypt, you know who you are. That's how to open the crown chakra. Now, what blocks the crown chakra? When you don't want to leave planet Earth. You are so worldly and so materialistic. The crown chakra is all about seeing that materialism has its place, but you're just transcending that because you are all about discovering the truth of everything, that once again, before matter, there was spirit. Let me repeat that. Before matter, there was spirit. Before the seen, there was the unseen. Slow motion this side. And it's instrument. We're talking about bells. Okay, I have a lot of 4-3. I have a lot of 4-3-2 hertz music, and it's a lot of bells, and that is the perfect instrument to really open your crown chakra. And to really balance the crown chakra, I'm listening to a lot of bells every single day. I wake up with bells, like, it's so peaceful right now. But also, once again, meditating. Meditation really will help you open your crown chakra, okay? You block your crown chakra when you're just, like, not meditating, not really reconnecting back to the truth of who you are. You open it when you're just like, I'm so spaced out, dude. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? The crown chakra is integrating all the chakras. Just remind yourself that every single chakra has its place in the human body. And see the chakras in your body as lights, okay? And each light has to be lit, okay? So as one light opens, you go to the next light, it turns on, and then the next one, and then all of a sudden, you're like Christmas tree, right? Look, every chakra is important. You got to learn that by opening every chakra, you now can be in that transcendental state. And the crown chakra actually integrates all the chakras together, okay? But you can't open the crown chakra if you don't open the root chakra first. Okay, so there you have it. We are out here. Let me say it again. Feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? That's the throat chakra. Let's just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. That's the crown chakra. And always question everything. That's the third eye chakra. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. We're out here in the heart of nature, baby. Infinite waters, diving deep. Once again, stay well, stay healthy, peace. You!
Love, love, love.
That break. That was right. There's 100, so that's the whole breakdown of the seven chakras, right? But, you know, I want to, even this is back to the basics, I want to kind of introduce, and I know that I'll do later podcasts on this later as I start to elevate my understanding as far as the chakras is concerned, because I want to go further than the seven, right? So I haven't listened to this, and I put it off on my own research because I wanted to learn in the classroom as well. But the 114, right? So let's see what he has to say about the 114. And then to close out, I'm going to just leave you guys, you know, with a simplified version of an avatar from the TV cartoon Avatar for him breaking down the seven chakras. It's as simple as that. So, you know, remember to do your own research, guys. And if you need the book, you guys can contact me. This is going to be my closeout, right? So you contact me, email the show, Enhancing Awareness Radio, at gmail.com. You can email me. I do have seven, Kundalini and the Chakras. I would give that book free PDF. I got a plethora of PDFs that I just give away, guys. So if you're on your end, you kind of need, I can kind of pinpoint where you're at, you know what I mean, and what books may help. So, yeah, you just need to come to me for a consultation, you know, anything like that. The Oracle Pool, the Tarot Pool, right, for the day is the King of Swords. You know, this is about someone who has a professional manner, an expert in their field, advisor, you know, authority, you know, something that's driven and powerful and, you know, just standing in their power. It's the masculine energy that stands in his power. You know what I'm saying? So the sacral chakra, you can utilize the sacral chakra and utilize how you may identify with the King of Swords. You know, how are you your own king of your own reality? You know what I mean? When is the last time you examined that? Right? All right, guys. Please join me tomorrow for Spiritual Soul Sunday. I will be here. And what we're going to be talking about tomorrow is, the art of gaslighting. That is tomorrow. Okay. The art of gaslighting, guys. So it's, I did Energy Vampires last week and the art of gaslighting. Gaslighting. What is gaslighting, right? And that's going to be tomorrow. So join me tomorrow, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. All right, guys, close out with these two clips, and I'll see you next time.
114, completely honest. You and him will be same. No difference.
If you become receptive, I don't have to come here and explain things to you. Somebody need not teach you how to bend, what to do, nothing.
You will know everything about human mechanics.
How did the guru transfer the yogi body transformation? Or we have transition?
The mechanics of it?
Like a cordless microphone, you know. Mm-hmm. See, without being wired, you are able to transmit. You're quite capable. It's happening, you know. But how? See, of the 114 chakras that are there in the body, a chakra literally means a wheel. But what we are referring to is the junction points of the nadis, or the energy pathways in the body. These pathways always meet in the form of a triangle. A wheel means a circle. Definitely triangular wheels are more jazzy, isn't it? Does it look better? They always meet in the form of triangles, but we call them a chakra. Because when we're seeing somebody, we see it more as a circle because it's radiating a certain dimension of energy. Because it's radiating, all radiation always happens in circular form. You may throw a triangular stone into a lake. Still, the ripples are circular, isn't it? Just like that. This may be a triangle, but when we see it, it is circular. And another thing is, if it is movement from one dimension to another, we say it's a chakra because it takes you across. So there are 114 chakras in the system, major chakras. There are more. Major chakras which can be worked upon are 114. Out of this 114, two are outside the physical body. 112 are within the body. Out of this 112, four, there is nothing much to do about them. That is, if you work the other things, these things will happen by themselves. They don't need any system to be worked upon. So 108 are the things that can be actually worked upon. So there are 114 systems of meditativeness. Adiyogi taught 112 different ways to realize. So when he sat down with the seven sages, the Saptarishis, he was expounding as to how the human mechanism functions. And there are 114 out of these 112. So he spoke about 112 ways of attaining one's ultimate nature. Parvati, his wife, who was a witness to this teaching, she's already attained, but now she's a witness. She's just hanging around in the program. So she was looking at it, and she said, why not more? Why only 112? There should be more ways. Shiva was completely focused on what he was doing. When she said this, he just dismissed her. He said, there are no other ways. There are only 112. She felt stung that in front of the seven people, he dismissed her like that. So she said, there must be more ways. Maybe you don't know. He said, there are only 112. This impertinence. He said, leave. So she said, I will find more ways. And she went. She withdrew into the mountains and did very severe austerities. And she, after many years of work, she came. Shiva was still expounding various dimensions of yoga. She came, being his wife, she could, after such a long absence, she could come and sit next to him. But she came and sat down one step below to indicate that she has failed. So that the language between the two of them, she doesn't want the seven people to know that she failed. But she wants him to know that she has failed. So she came and sat one step below. So this story continues into various other aspects as to how she involved herself. And she's being used as somebody who brings doubt. He's going with such absolute power, these seven people are overawed. So she is brought in as an uncommitted observer who comes up with doubts here and there. Because somewhere, tomorrow when it is taught, not everybody may be as committed and as focused and as receptive as the seven people were. Naturally, they will come up with these doubts. So she came up with these doubts, which normally people would come up with. So these 108 are the things that you can work with. The remaining four, just flower for you, this bonus. If you work well with 108, the other four will happen. It's a rewarding place. The other two will anyway happen. If these 112 have happened, the other two will anyway blossom by themselves. They are not within the physical structure of the body. So these 108, this 108 is a number that is manifested in this system because of 108 being a significant process or a significant number in the making of the solar system. So the diameter of the sun and the distance between the planet and the sun is 108 times over. The diameter of the moon and the distance is 108 times. Many ways you will see 108 being a proportion in the making of the solar system. That is the reason why, otherwise maybe we would have had 160. If suppose we were born in Mars, maybe we would have 160 or whatever. Let's check the men and see. The important thing about Hatha Yoga is to constantly acknowledge that this body has taken shape like this, this body has become this kind of manifestation, mainly because the way the potter's wheel is, because of the solar system, the way it is, that is why this manifestation. So Adiyogi very clearly said, if this human body has to evolve further, some dramatic or drastic changes need to happen in the structure of the solar system. Only then the structure of the human body will change because it's reached its fullest development in terms of physical structure. Now, one can transmit effortlessly if all of this has opened up, if all the 112 are on, transmission is effortless. You want something to happen there, you don't have to go there. You can sit here and make it happen. To live a normal life, to live a full-fledged physical life, you need only 21 chakras. 21 chakras in your body are reasonably operating. Nobody will think anything wrong with you. You will be full-fledged human being. What are the remaining things about? The remaining things, if they open up, it opens up various levels of perception. It opens up dimensions of perception that suddenly people will start saying is magical or mystical, simply because different dimensions of perception has opened up. So only 21 are needed to live a full-fledged life. The remaining are only about higher dimensions of perception, that you are no more human. In other people's understanding, at least, you were very much human. This is human system. Because most human beings do not, the majority does not flower. See, right now, the coconut trees in Tamil Nadu, I think our trees are yielding some 90 nuts per year. Firstly, a better managed farm in Tamil Nadu would yield 120, 125. The same coconut tree in Kerala yields 45 nuts to 50 nuts. The same coconut tree in Karnataka and West Bengal yields 240 to 250 nuts. It's the farming. It is different. Tamil farmers, they are trying to grow coconut trees in black cotton soil, thinking it's the most fertile soil. Black cotton soil is very fertile for paddy cultivation, cotton and other things. Not good for coconut. Coconut needs to be grown where it is slightly, little bit of rubble in the soil. Here, if you dig, it is like toothpaste, the soil. Now, when you irrigate this land, it's very nice. Immediately, coconut tree senses life and puts out its fresh roots. When it dries, the contraction is so big in the black cotton soil, you will see it all cracked up like this. So it will squeeze all the roots, all the tips of the roots will be crushed and it cannot go. Every time it puts out, when it dries, it gets hurt. Every time it puts out, when it dries, it gets hurt. It needs a little bit of rocky soil. You can try this. You put one little small piece of stone inside, 2 feet inside the earth, water it. After 15 days you open, everything else will be dry. Just beneath the rock, there will be a little bit of dampness. So always coconut tree goes and puts its tips of its roots beneath the stones because it knows always it is wet. Always that will be damp and it will be protected. It will not be crushed. The same thing with a human being. A human being will not flower to his full potential unless you create an appropriate atmosphere for him, internal and external, but largely, fortunately, internal, because we are mobile. We are not like trees. We cannot stand in one place and have the same atmosphere all the time. But there are people who do this. In India, this culture is there. This is called as Kshetra Sanyasa. Kshetra Sanyasa means we will fix a radius. Let's say here, we'll fix a radius from the Dhyana Linga. We will say this much is highly energetic. So those who want to just soak in that all the time, they will take a vow that they will never leave this diameter, this radius. They will not leave and go. They will always be in that only. This is a simple intelligence, like a coconut tree if it decides to trek up the mountain. It does very reasonably well here. But if you put him up the mountain, in one day he will be down. The wind. Have you gone up the mountain? If you go to the seventh hill, almost any season, the wind will be at least like 50 to 60 kilometers. In the windy season, it will touch 120 to 140 kilometers per hour. If you stand like this, it will just throw you out. It's that strong. So if this guy goes and stands there, he won't stand for an hour. So you better stay here. But the trees are stationary. We are mobile. For us to maintain an external atmosphere, which is always conducive, is difficult. So some people take this step, which is called a Kshetra Sanyasa. They will not move out of that space. They fix a radius and dash within that. So because you want to soak in that external atmosphere, but the internal atmosphere is the most important thing for a human being as to how he keeps his interiority, that he builds it's called a kavacha. That you build a cocoon around yourself, a protective cocoon. Wherever you go, you are in the same atmosphere as far as you are concerned. It's like you get into an airplane, it goes up 35,000 feet. Definitely your body wouldn't last there. But now you're in a cocoon, a pressurized chamber. Because of that, you manage. The same thing with the submarine. You wouldn't manage that pressure in the sea. But because you're protected, you manage. So like this, you create a cocoon of energy around yourself. Wherever you go, you are not a part of it. You are in your own cubicle that you're walking with. You carry your own cubicle. You don't get into anybody's space. You carry your own little space wherever you go. Otherwise, you restrict yourself. But the important thing is that all the chakras are on means you can simply transmit anything that you wish. The problem is always of receptivity. In the past, I've been saying this. I have initiated more people into meditativeness, those that I have never met and seen, than people that I sit with and conduct programs with. We've conducted programs at the most for a few million people, but we have initiated many, many more people. They're meditative, but many fools do not know they can meditate. When they sit, not for meditation, they don't even know that they must meditate. If they sit somewhere, their experience of everything is way better than others, but many of them still don't have the brain to understand that they are naturally becoming meditative without any effort. Somehow, and they sit down, others don't sit down, but their experience of life is way better because they're meditative in nature, because they've been initiated directly. So we can transmit this to anybody. Receptivity is the problem. To generate receptivity, there is a lot of work to do. So you can sit here and let's say you run a radio station. You can transmit in the air very easily. But if nobody has a radio, what is the use? Let's say you started transmitting from a radio station before Marconi came. And nobody has a radio, but you're transmitting and transmitting. What does it matter? Nothing happens, isn't it? So that is always, there is some impact of the transmission on people, even if there's no receptivity, but it does not translate into other dimensions because there is no receptivity. It is easier to transmit to rocks than to human beings. I'm not trying to praise rocks and insult you. But it's easier to transmit to rocks because certain type of rocks have the necessary physical integrity, but they don't have a brain. They don't think themselves out of things. See, the problem with human beings is largely he has thought himself out of many natural capabilities that he already had. Aren't people thinking themselves out of their joy? Haven't they? How they were when they were children. Haven't they? Thinking themselves out of their joy and love and natural things that they had. So human beings are thinking themselves out. Because of that, whatever you give them, they can think themselves out. Today you teach them something. Well, you have seen many of you. They come to Power Spandana and we blow them out. It's really a hit. Oof, everybody is hit and fantastic and dripping with ecstasy. But after 6 months, they will think themselves out of it. So not everybody knows how to use their thought in a constructive manner. Largely, they're thinking themselves out of their well-being. They were quite well when they were children. They thought themselves out. So thought is not working always for human benefits. Most people do not know how to use it for their well-being. Largely, people are using it to work against themselves. If you activate the energy system to its fullest possibility, transmission is natural. You don't even have to go all the way. If you activate 63, you can transmit quite powerfully. That is the symbolism of the Tamil. Tamil culture is based on 63 Nayanmars. They call them 63 sages who came, who transformed Tamil culture in a big way. They brought spirituality to everybody's life. This is, one thing is those 63 people, maybe there were more people, but for the sake of symbolism, they left those people and mentioned only 63. Any temple you go, you will see small, small images of 63 images. Because if you have 63 chakras going, we can say you are a sage, beginning to be. Early stage. If you have 84, you have crossed many, many limits which normally people think are superhuman. If you reach 108, that means you are completely there. 114 or fully on means you and him will be same. No difference. If you become receptive, I don't have to come here and explain things to you. Somebody need not teach you how to bend, what to do, nothing. You will know everything about human mechanics, everything. From its origin to its end.
In your note, you said you could teach me to gain control of the avatar state. How?
You must gain balance within yourself before you can bring balance to the world. And the first step to gaining balance begins with this. Drink up.
Ugh, it tastes like onion and banana juice.
That's because it is. Yum, yum. In order to master the avatar state, you must open all the chakras. And tell me everything you know about chakras.
What are chakras?
Oh, I see. I guess we'll start with the basics. The water flows through this creek much like the energy flows through your body. As you see, there are several pools where the water swirls around before flowing on. These pools are like our chakras.
So chakras are pools of spiraling energy in our bodies?
Exactly. If nothing else were around, this creek would flow pure and clear. However, life is messy, and things tend to fall in the creek. And then what happens?
The creek can't flow?
Yes, but if we open the paths between the pools...
the energy flows!
The There are seven chakras that go up the body. Each pool of energy has a purpose and can be blocked by a specific kind of emotional muck. Be warned. Opening the chakras is an intense experience, and once you begin this process, you cannot stop until all seven are open. Are you ready?
I'll do whatever it takes.
First, we will open the earth chakra, located at the base of the spine. It deals with survival and is blocked by fear. What are you most afraid of? Let your fears become clear to you. Not real. You are concerned for your survival, but you must surrender those fears. Let your fears flow down the creek. You have opened your earth chakra. Next is the
water chakra.
Brilliant! Maybe one day you will be a guru too. This chakra deals with pleasure and is blocked by guilt. Now, look at all the guilt which burdens you so. What do you blame yourself for?
I ran away. Those people.
Accept the reality that these things happened, but do not let them cloud and poison your energy. If you are to be a positive influence on the world, you need to forgive yourself. Third is the fire chakra, located in the stomach.
My fire chakra would like to eat something other than onion banana juice.
Good one. Moving on. This chakra deals with willpower and is blocked by shame. What are you ashamed of? What are your biggest disappointments in yourself?
I'm never going to firebend again. I can't.
You will never find balance if you deny this part of your life. You are the Avatar, and therefore, you are a firebender. That chakra opened less like a flowing creek and more like a burping bison.
Tastes like onions and bananas, but strangely, something else. Pickles?
The fourth chakra is located in the heart. It deals with love and is blocked by grief. Lay all your grief out in front of you. Felt a great loss. But love is a form of energy and it swirls all around us. The air nomad's love for you has not left this world. It is still inside of your heart and is reborn in the form of new love. Let the pain flow away. Very good.
Can I have some onion banana juice, please?
The fifth in the chain is the sound chakra, located in the throat. It deals with truth and is blocked by lies, the ones we tell ourselves.
Why didn't you tell us you were the Avatar? Because I never wanted to be.
You cannot lie about your own nature. You must accept that you are the Avatar. Very good, Aang. You have opened the chakra of truth. The sixth pool of energy is the light chakra, located in the center of the forehead. It deals with insight and is blocked by illusion. The greatest illusion of this world is the illusion of separation. Things you think are separate and different are actually one and the same.
Like the four nations.
Yes, we are all one people, but we live as if divided.
We're all connected. Everything is connected.
That's right. Even the separation of the four elements is an illusion. If you open your mind, you will see that all the elements are one, four parts of the same whole. Even metal is just a part of earth that has been purified and refined.
This is the last chakra, isn't it?
Yes. Once you open this chakra, you will be able to go in and out of the Avatar state at will. And when you are in the Avatar state, you will have complete control and awareness of all your actions.
Let's do this.
The thought chakra is located at the crown of the head. It deals with pure cosmic energy and is blocked by earthly attachment. Meditate on what attaches you to this world. Let all of those attachments go. Let them flow down the river, forgotten.
What? Why would I let go of Katara? I love her.
Learn to let her go, or you cannot let the pure cosmic energy flow in from the universe.
Why would I choose cosmic energy over Katara? How could it be a bad thing that I feel an attachment to her? Three chakras ago, that was a good thing.
You must learn to let go.
I'm sorry, but I can't let go of Katara.
And to master the Avatar state, you must open all the chakras. Surrender yourself.
Okay, I'll try.
Now think of your attachments and let them go. Let the pure cosmic energy flow.
Grow. Life is such a beautiful mess and sometimes it gets out of control. But the beauty I see in you is worth more than diamonds and gold. I never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. With ceaseless joy, I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. But life gave me warts, I took my time to shower your soul. I hope flowers would grow. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. I stay by your side through the highs and moderate lows. Life is such a beautiful mess and sometimes it gets out of control. But if you water the seeds of pain with love, flowers will grow. Whatever you choose to do in life, play a positive role. Always chase the sun and sunflower your soul. I've never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. The beauty I see in us is worth more than diamonds and gold. With ceaseless joy, I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. When life gave me water, I took the time to shower your soul. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. When life gives you water, help her grow. Help her grow. Help her grow. Help her grow. Gives you water. Help her grow. Help her grow.